You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. My name is Michelle Calloway. I am your host. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help them stay competitive and relevant and quickly grow their business in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. Today's topic is about reputation marketing. How important is your reputation as a business? We're going to talk about all of the things that are really, really matter, especially in an online world where people at a drop of a hat can pull out their phone and look you up. So without further ado, I want to introduce our very special guest today. His name is Patrick Smith, and he's an innovative, seasoned business coach and digital marketing strategist with over 30 years of experience. He is also a speaker and an author, so you can invite him to come speak on your stage. He's great at presenting, and he is focusing on empowering the small business owners to be able to implement smart digital marketing practices that are going to help them grow and maintain that competitive advantage in very oversaturated marketplaces. So don't feel like you're in a sea of competitors and you can't find a way to stand out. Now, you're going to want to really pay attention to what we're talking to today about reputation marketing. It's a great way for you, the business owner, to rise above the crowd and shine bright. The fun fact about Patrick that I just really admire is that he is known as the RV digital nomad. He roams the country in his RV and literally can work anywhere at any time. And he teaches others how to do it too, because when you own a business, you shouldn't be a slave to your business, right? You want to get your business growth to the point where you're able to just enjoy being a business owner and not necessarily be working in it all the time, but you can be working on it by showing up and doing presentations, even as Patrick today is being interviewed on the Tech with Heart show. It's a great marketing tool, right? Get on people's podcasts and shows. So without further ado, help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Patrick Smith.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Really good, Patrick. I know you've got a ton of history in this area of teaching business owners how to use their reputation as a positive marketing tool. So without belaboring the point, my first question to you is, why is reputation so important for a business?
Well, let me start out with a little story, if you don't mind. I started one of my companies in about 1988 and was growing it and had a wonderful, wonderful business. We did what we called at the time relationship marketing, and everything I built was about helping my customers, putting them first, focusing on them, communicating with them, and getting them to proactively find a way to get them to tell their friends about me. Okay, so I could keep my costs down. And I grew that company from my twin brother and I working across desks facing each other in a little tiny old house that we rented, up to offices in multiple states and me flying around the country and just crazy stuff. And all of that came about through relationship marketing. When the internet started to become even more and more popular, right around 2012, 2013, I decided to check to see what my online reputation was, because I really didn't care before that. I had such a fantastic system getting people to get me reviews and getting referrals and building businesses without being online that I didn't need it. But I thought, well, what the heck? What's going on online? And that was right about the time that Google started to put the little stars out there when you go to look for a business. Before that, those weren't there. So I typed in the internet and put in the name of my company. And the only online review that I had said I was a liar and a thief and you should never do business with me. Now, I about had a heart attack. I was like, wait a minute. My whole business for 20 years has been built on my reputation. Everything that I grew was built on my reputation. I have this amazing reputation, but the only online presence that I had said I was a liar and a thief, and I didn't even know it was there. And that was the scarier part, was I have absolutely no clue how many people saw that review and just never contacted me. Now, the review happened to be on Yelp, and I have a hate relationship with Yelp. So I tried to contact Yelp. Well, that's like impossible unless you're paying them a bunch of money. And then they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Have a nice day. Well, it turned out the person who left the review was not a client of mine. He had the wrong information about me. The only thing that was right in the review was the name of my company. Well, my name's Patrick Smith, and it happened to be for one of my realty companies. So guess what? Patrick Smith Realty. How many Patrick Smiths are realtors out there? A bunch. So Yelp was not going to take it down. So I went into Yelp, and I put in a response on the review and said, hey, Mr. Reviewer, because, you know, I couldn't get a hold of the person. I didn't know how to get a hold of him. And I said, if what happened to you happened to me, I can completely understand how upset you are. But I'm not the right Patrick Smith. Now, if you would like, I will be happy to buy you lunch and sit down and teach you how to fix that problem that you were talking about for completely free. So please contact me. Let's see what we can do to fix your problem. But this is not the Patrick Smith that you wrote in your review.
Did you get a response from him?
I did not. I did not. Unfortunately, I kind of wish he would have, because it would have been really awesome, right? You know, they didn't respond to me. And, but that led me down the path of going, oh my gosh, I have got to pay attention to my reputation online, even though I had this fantastic business growing. I went from two guys to offices in multiple states, all built on relationship and reputation marketing. So now I'm like, okay, I got to take what I was doing offline, put it online, number one. So what I wanted to do is just kind of touch on a couple of, you know, big things out there about this. And that is, the statistics say that 90% of consumers say online reviews impact their decisions when they go to purchase a product. So 90% of the people. And in terms of a business owner in profit, for every 0.5-star increase on a business page, there's a 6.5% increase in the number of sales. And I've even seen higher statistics for that from a Harvard study, I think there was. But your reputation is an asset. It is valuable. It is something that you need to pay attention to, and you need to make sure that you are proactively doing something with it. That's the big message I'm trying to get across today. So I'm going to give you kind of a couple of steps, a couple of things to think about so that you can do that. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I want to kind of recap. The first point you made was kind of a big one. You shared a story, and that was a very powerful story, because it just really does help those who are listening understand that maybe they should be Googling themselves a little bit more often to identify what is pulling up when other people are searching either for your name or your business name. So that's the one takeaway that I got from that first opening segment. And then the second thing is that your reputation is an asset. You need to treat it as such, because if it's you've got negative reviews, then it could be a negative asset that is like directly impacting your ability to attract new potential clients. So think about that. And like Patrick did, he even went and addressed the negative review in a way that helps anybody else who sees that negative review now understand that, oh, this guy got the wrong guy, but look at this guy. He's so proactive. He's so like, you know, willing to like work with the guy. He's willing to take him out to lunch. That was a really great response. And so I know in the reputation marketing world, knowing how to address negative reviews is also an aspect, but we may not get to that today. I do know that you have a marketing checklist, a reputation marketing checklist that you're going to go over. So yes, please, where do businesses begin in the realm of creating this reputation marketing kind of like campaign? And it's an ongoing campaign. It's a never ending campaign.
It totally is never ending. And we'll discuss maybe at another time. I teach a whole class on negative reviews and what to do with it. What I did on that situation was just out of my gut, out of my heart, had nothing to do with a plan, if you will. Okay. And it turned out to be the smartest thing I should have done from a marketing standpoint, but we can touch on that later. But yeah, so the first thing that you need to do, and you had mentioned this, Michelle, and that is be aware of what's going on with your online reputation. You need to constantly be monitoring that. Okay, you need to constantly be looking at it, you know, seeing what other people are saying about you, Googling your own business. Look at not just Google, but all of the different what are called directories that are out there, you know, Bing, Angie's List, this place, that place, all of the different places. So Google your name and then go a couple of layers deep if you need to, because people don't just look at Google when they're going to look for your business. Okay. If you're a realtor, they might be looking you up on realtor.com or Zillow or Trulia or one of those realtor type sites. If you're a doctor, they might be looking you up on DocZoc or some of the other sites. Where does your review show up and what is being said about you? And is it, you know, because you could have some weird review floating out there that you don't know about. And is your business one of the first things that comes up when it looks at reviews? Because Google uses reviews. I kind of like this. It's been, I maybe I should ask this, but you probably know that Google and Amazon are built on reviews. They made their whole business with no product. Okay. They are multi-billion dollar companies built on reviews of somebody else. And that's it. That's all they do. They just now own it, right? So that's how important it is. And one of the things you can do, look at your reviews, start a reputation strategy, and also look up reviews of your competitors. Look up reviews of people that, you know, are different, that are maybe in the same industry or similar industries, okay? It'll help you out. But you need to make sure that one of the things that we like to do is put that in an automated system. So there's constantly something going out, scraping the internet, looking for your reviews and pulling them into a place where you can easily see them so that you don't have to manually do it. Can you manually do it? Sure. But you're probably going to forget, you know, you're probably going to go, oh, yeah, I should do that Thursday at 9 o'clock and I never do. Okay. So better if you can have a system. I'll talk to you about the second step. That'd be okay?
Yeah, I was going to just kind of interject a little bit about like when you are a business or service provider, or even if you have a product and somebody has written you either a private text message or an email and just saying, hey, this happened and it was amazing. And I ended up sharing it with such and such and they love it. And so now we're ordering 50 more. And if it comes in as a private communication, that is actually a review. And so you can leverage that as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about the leveraging of the reviews a little bit later, I know. So I just know that collecting and gathering isn't just only on review sites. It is much more than that. So gotta be keep thinking, like anytime anybody says something positive about the service or product that you're provided in any format, this is a great thing to be leveraging. All right, moving on. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true, Michelle. You reviews aren't just something that happens to be in Google, okay? It could have, you know, and if you're chatting with somebody and they say something really nice about you, ask them to put that in writing for you, or ask them if you could pull out your camera super quick and just record that, okay? You get that review on your camera with all shaky stuff and just all natural live. That is one of those most powerful reviews you can do. One of the tools that I used to use when I was first building up my company was every time there was a positive engagement, like if I was selling a real estate with somebody and they were closing escrow on a house, I would film it. I would say, hey, can I make a quick video of you? And you could tell me, say something nice about me. And they would always crack up. And we would always have to all these really weird takes. And this is way beyond before people started doing video marketing and blah, blah. This was just kind of out of the blue. I decided to do it one day standing in an office in about 2000. That was about 1994. And I would have so much fun because people would look at the phone and they go, and we'd freeze up. And then they'd start laughing or things would happen. And you would get the most wonderful, wonderful takes. And I leave all the bloopers in. I love that stuff. They're a lot of fun. So great way to do it, not just the whole text thing. But you can get more reviews. And there's one secret thing about how to get more reviews. You want to know what it is? Should we tell everybody?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's the secret to getting more reviews. Ask. Okay. So that's the secret. Okay. All you got to do is ask. And I don't, you know, when I started doing that camera thing, I never had anybody say no, ever. Not once. Now, I had to get all camera shy and get funny, and we would do stuff and we would goof around, but we played with it. Nobody ever said no. Okay. People want to help you. They want to help you grow your business. And one of the things that you can do is let them know kind of a reason why you're asking. Okay. Let them know that, hey, when you go to buy something at Amazon, you look up the reviews to see if it's something that you want. And if it's a 3-star review, you ain't buying it. But if it's a 4.2 star review, you might look at the top review and the bottom review and then decide if you want it. My company is exactly the same. People are going to go look me up in line. They're going to look at the top reviews. They're going to look at the bottom reviews and decide if they make sense that I'm the person to work with them. Would you do me a favor and help me grow my business so I can help more people like you by leaving me a review? And be honest. It doesn't have to be 5-star. It could be 4. It could be 3. If I did something I need some help on, let me know because I want to get better. Okay? But just say it from the heart. Be super honest about it and just engage with the person and ask them. But then you can take it the next step and automate that process so that you can ask them at key times in an engagement when you're doing a sales process or this or that, when they purchase something after you had some kind of a meeting with them or things like that. So those reviews go out, but then ask them again and ask them again. Because people are busy. I could ask Michelle for a review today and she'd say, yeah, but she's not going to get around to remember to do it, maybe. She might forget about it.
That's a really great point. I know a lot of business owners kind of feel like, oh, I don't want to keep badgering. It's not necessarily badgering if you work on this automation part, like maybe right after somebody makes a purchase, then you ask for the review, boom, right it's there. Or if it's a product that you want them to have an opportunity to test for a little bit, you automate like maybe a week or even 3 days later, you know, automate that review and keep the ask going. But I love that explanation part. I really do, because I do think that people do want, like you said earlier, to help your business grow. One of the things that I love to share with my audience is when you are leaving a review for somebody, it's good relationship marketing, really, because you're saying, I am a business professional. And you can say, I could say, as a technology and media strategist, I truly value Patrick's invaluable insights into reputation marketing, especially in regard to how to collect all the different, you know, reviews and automate the request for reviews. If I leave that review, not only am I doing Patrick a solid by sharing his name and reviewing him positively, but I'm also sharing a little bit about who I am and why it matters to me what Patrick has done for me. So it's kind of like my own little way of saying, this is me, guys, I'm out here, and I'm willing to share valuable positive reviews with colleagues. So it's a reputation and a relationship marketing tactic. And it's so good. Everybody loves to do it. And as long as you do it well, and you know, and if you're going to leave, just think about this. If you're going to leave a negative review for any business, maybe even consider reaching out to them before you do that, if possible, because reviews really do matter. And you don't necessarily want to be the one who truncates a business's ability to grow, right? So think about that too. I'm just kind of, it just came to me. I think that that's something that people should hear.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, you can actually use leaving a review as a way to promote your own company, and it's kind of like a subtle little light advertising spot for you if you do it timely, right? You know, at Tech with Heart, we really have been able to help other businesses because of the great stuff that Patrick Smith has been doing and things like that, right? And when you're going to ask those people for their help, one kind of simple thing to do if you're just kind of nervous about what to say is just tell them, hey, we have a contest going on in our company and we want to get over X number of reviews on Google. Would you please help us get there? So you make it a contest, you gamify the thing. People like that too. And it's simple. You don't have to worry about stumble. It's really simple. We want to get over 100 reviews by the end of the year. Would you be one of those people that would help us out?
That's a really good point.
And then when you go to ask them again a month later, it's okay because you're still trying to get there.
Gamification is really a great way and a good strategy. I've actually seen people say, hey, if you leave a review, we'll send you a $5 Starbucks gift card. I mean, those are some bigger companies. Make it fun. But definitely the timeliness. I know you talk about engagement. For the sake of time, is there another point that you would like to make before we kind of talk a little bit more about automation?
Super quick. Don't pay anybody for a review. Ever. Never. If you do that, you will get in lots of trouble with Google. They will ban your stuff. So I know there are people who say that, but if you want to give somebody something after they left your review, that's nice, but don't say, hey, if you leave us a review, we will do XYZ for you. If you do that, you're going to get in trouble and Google will slap you big time.
Thank you for clarifying that.
And the next thing I just wanted to talk about was engagement and making sure that you share, all that great feedback, all of those reviews, all that stuff as often as possible with everybody that you know in all your social media accounts and all of the things that you're doing. Your reviews are just another way for you to have information that you can put out onto your social media account. What we typically would do is take some kind of an image and then put the review over the top of it and post it onto a social media post. So you can take that review as a social media post and post it into all your different channels and then link from that post back to the original review or back to a item or product that is being reviewed, right? So that review is money in the bank, okay? It is made to build up your business and you want to send it out in email campaigns, SMS campaigns, social media campaigns, all of those things. You want to be engaged and growing your business with those reviews. Don't just let them sit on the shelf and hang out there, okay? Also, you need to respond to those reviews as quickly as you can. And that's why in our company, we have an automated system that does that. We actually have an AI that reads the review and then responds in the tone of the person who left it about what they read. So some really crazy stuff you can do these days. But Google will reward you if you proactively respond to reviews quickly. The faster you respond to a review, the more Google gives you what I call Google juice. They say, somebody reviewed you, so you must be good at XYZ, whatever you're doing, and you responded to them, which makes you a really good company. So now we're going to put you up higher in the list in the search engine results because of that. So fantastic SEO for no money. You don't have to spend a dime to do it. Okay, respond as quick as you can with good things and good information and sneak in a little advertisement in that response if you want to. We're really glad you enjoyed our, giant water blaster. something fun, whatever. Big key is to make sure that you keep the right tone in those responses, though. When I teach my class on negative reviews, the biggest thing that I hear and what I see the most often is people put their ego in the way of the of what the person says about them. I'm Mr. Business Owner, and I own this home services company, and somebody was mad at me for something that wasn't my fault. So I'm going to get all up in the air about it, right? I'm going to get on my high horse, and I'm going to tell those people it wasn't me. Well, that's a pretty good way to shoot yourself in the foot, okay? Number one, you need to know what's going on in your own company. And it could be your secretary answered the phone and was having a bad day and shouldn't have said what they said, okay? It could be the service provider you referred them to or the person did a bad job and you didn't know it. So that negative review is a great way for you to get feedback on what's happening in your own company. There could be things going on that you have no idea are going on. I could have referred you to somebody and that guy was messing up big time and I didn't know they were messing up. Okay. So super important. And then when I'm talking back in that review response, I want to talk to the person who made the review as a human being and that they are important because they are important. They're extremely important. This is a customer or somebody that engaged with your company, that it was so engaged in your company, they were willing to make a response about it. That is like about a 2% response rate of all of that money you spent on marketing and advertising. Okay? You spent all this money, time, and energy to get people to come into your company or buy your product or service and do something. And then those people actually did something. And then the smallest piece of that are the people who actually respond. It's going to be a really small number. Those people are gold.
Yeah.
Okay. They are gold.
Patrick, I know that you have a lot of strategies that I wish we had a little bit more time. I think that you had mentioned that you have a place where people could potentially go to learn a little bit more about some strategies that will help them with their reputation marketing. Is that something you can share with us right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and as always, you can always, if you want to talk to me directly, go to meetpatricksmith.com. That's the always the number one thing. If you just have any questions, I am totally open to just sitting and chatting. But you can also come to 5starcenter.com, the number 5starcenter.com. Get some information there. Click the button on the free report about building your reputation. It's a very in-depth report that covers a lot of these issues.
That is a fantastic opportunity for any business owner to understand what they are doing correctly, what they should be doing to create your own strategy. But I do recommend, if you especially want to incorporate more automation into your reputation marketing, that you meet with Patrick and kind of identify what he could potentially help you incorporate into your existing reputation marketing strategy, if you have one, or even help you build a reputation marketing strategy that works for you and for your team. So meet patricksmith.com. That's Patrick with a CK. And Smith is obviously an easy one. Meet patricksmith.com. But Patrick, I know you need to get going with the show here. Is there a thought or a phrase you would like to leave impressed upon those that are listening right now around this topic of reputation marketing?
You know, I think there's one. This is a stat that I think really makes you think about it. 68% of consumers said they will pay up to 15% more for the same product or service if they're assured it will be a better experience. And 91% of consumers say they trust online reviews as much as a personal recommendation. 91% trust online reviews as much as their best friend telling them where to go get a good haircut.
So that shows you how important reputation is. So thank you, Patrick, for covering this topic. I look forward to the next event that we host where we could potentially teach even more strategies regarding this reputation marketing concept. It's a super valuable topic. For those tuning in, Tech with Heart Network is a innovative, heart-centric community where you can continuously learn insightful strategies like what Patrick's sharing, but you also can connect and network with other innovative, heart-centered entrepreneurs. Please come join us. Go to techwithheartnetwork.com, and if you'd like to be interviewed as a guest expert, like Patrick on the Tech with Heart show, we would love to meet with you and identify what you can share with our audience that's going to leverage technology and strategies and systems to take them to the next level. So here's to your success.